Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Yes, good morning, Miles. I actually, this is my second call. I called yesterday. So they came in and they did an installation here, and they left. The modem doesn't give an IP address, so I really can't hook up anything. They were aware of that. They thought it was my Google, router is old or something like that. And I went and got a brand new one. I contacted Google, and they assured me that there's no IP address coming out from that modem. Your technician didn't even know that because his equipment wasn't working. So I called yesterday. The person I spoke to on the phone, she told me that it will be $45 to get the truck back, plus $65 for every half an hour. And I just said, let's cancel the account because they never finished the installation. I'm not about to go into this nonsense. And she promised me that she's going to figure it out, call me back, and let me know because she'll get them in here yesterday so I can get internet back. Well, it never happened. So we have two options here. Either you give me some answer, or let's just go through the process of canceling this and tell me they can come and pick up this box.
What is the name associated with your account?
First name is Kattar, Khattar. Last name is El Maslema, Elmassalemah.
Okay, thank you. And I thank you for your patience.
It's really been frustrating, to be honest with you. Just to understand that you show up with an installation and you don't have a way to test the account, the line just because your equipment is not working well, it's really frustrating. And then you leave, and when you leave, you say, if it doesn't work, call us. And when I do call, they told me they're going to charge me $65 every half an hour for them to come back.
Well, that's only something that we are required to tell the customer, and that would be if the problem is something that is not caused by Arch Top Fiber.
Okay, when your Arch Top person left, half the stuff in my house were not working. And I was told that, it's probably because this, probably because of that. They couldn't figure it out. And I don't agree with that. By the way, I'm an engineer. I do have some knowledge of computer. So it's not throwing an IP address out. And if you look at the installation time that I had, they started at 10 o'clock and they left at 1 or 1:30. You can see how long it took for them to try to figure out something, and nobody figured it out. Your modem is not throwing an IP address. It's not allowing for an IP address. Something needs to be configured inside the modem to be able to throw an IP address, and it never happened. So anybody can go to a pole and get a line in. That's the dumb piece. The smart piece is to make sure whatever is coming through that line works with the home that you just installed to.
Okay, let's see here.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
Same one I offered before, 845-206-3198. Hopefully it's not like yesterday where nobody's going to call me back.
And that's 845-206-3198. And,
Yes.
and let's see here. And let's see. Because it's Sunday, I don't know if we'll be able to get a technician out today. But let's see.
Well, I called yesterday, and I couldn't. Or nobody even called me back, so. Sunday, Saturday, I don't think it matters with you guys. It's just, you don't have anybody.
And then tomorrow is a holiday.
Exactly. See how nice it is with no internet? See how wonderful it is? That should give everybody a lesson not to leave a home without making sure the internet is properly working.
I do have the ability to schedule you for a service call on Tuesday.
Nope. Don't worry about it. Just cancel the account.
Well, sir, I don't have the ability to cancel the account. You would have to contact the office. I can go ahead and submit the trouble ticket, however, so our team will
I
be
need
aware.
To be home for the trouble ticket, and I'm not home, then this trouble ticket means nothing to me. So your person, whoever is going to show up on Tuesday, that means nothing to me. So just don't worry about it. I'm going to call the office on Tuesday, and I'm going to cancel. I think I know the person who signed me up here. He happened to be the office, you know, whatever, the one in charge on our top in our area. I'm just going to give him a personal friend. I'm just going to give him a call and tell him to cancel the whole thing. It was a mistake.
Okay, sir. Have you tried going to directly to the router? By going
we did
to
everything.
One,
I did everything. I turned it off. I turned it back on. I did everything.
Now, what I'm talking about is when you have your, you know, everything's plugged in, which currently I would assume everything's plugged in, but you just can't access the internet. So instead of trying to go to a website where you would type in a web address, instead you would type in 192.168.1.0, or it could be 192.168.1.1. And what you're doing is you're basically going to go into your router settings, so you can look at your router settings and see if your router is actually showing an IP address, and basically being able to configure the router exactly how you like it, which is
we need to talk a router. You're talking about a router that was provided by RStop?
Whichever router that you have.
Okay. I have no router from RStop, okay? I only have a modem from RStop. The router have, I did go in, and there is no IP address provided from the modem. The modem is restricting an IP address.
So the modem isn't providing an IP address.
Exactly. Your modem is not providing an IP address.
Okay.
And I'm really amazed that I have to have a technician here and nobody can log into this thing and be able to see it.
Okay, let's see here.
That's if I even can get an internet steady enough to be able to do that. It keeps going in and out. It's a disaster.
I apologize, sir. And I thank you for your patience. Well, I have submitted the trouble ticket for you so our team can get in touch with you as soon as possible to assist with resolving the issue.
Yes, but as soon as possible means nothing before Tuesday, right?
Unfortunately, with it being Sunday, we don't have any the technicians do not go out for for trouble tickets on Sundays. And then tomorrow is Monday, so it won't let me schedule you for the technicians to go out to your residence on tomorrow. Tomorrow is Labor Day, is what I should say, not Monday. I mean, yes, of course, it's Monday, but because of the holiday, that's throwing a wrench into getting some assistance with the problem as quickly as possible. It just happens to unfortunately be a holiday
Oh,
on
and
tomorrow.
you guys don't have a remote access to your modem.
Now that is something
Just
that
like any normal person, any normal company in the world will have an access to their own equipment. You don't have that.
well, no, that's not true because our help desk team and our team at the office can remotely fix problems for our customers without having to send a technician out to the customer's home. So there are lots of things that
So
can be done.
where are those people that can do this?
They're likely, well, of course, they wouldn't be in the office today because it's Sunday, and then I
Okay,
don't know
so
if there's
no,
going
just so I
to be.
understand for future reference, if I ever need something outside of the normal business hours for you guys, I wouldn't have any help. So if I do lose the internet, because I do work over the internet and this is very crucial for me. If I don't have that, that means I have, like, if I get stuck like a weekend like this where I need to work and I don't have internet, your office, you don't have this 24/7, just like any respectable company out there, where if I call, they have people who are on call, people who are working 24/7 to be able to support. You don't have that.
Well, I can let me see if I can look in to see and if I can get in touch with any technician who might be willing to take the time to be able to try to get out and assist. Let's
No,
see
I'm talking
here.
about the one, the remote ones. You don't have anybody, you don't have this 24/7 technical support that they can log in. This is, again, very important to me.
I don't have any information pertaining to there being 24/7 technical support available. That's not something that I have any information in regards to. However, there could potentially be, but I've not been informed that there's 24/7 help desk representatives available to be able to assist customers. Such as if there's anything that can be done remotely over the network to diagnose and fix any issues with customer equipment or connection issues or anything of that nature. I'm not privy to there being 24/7 assistance
So what do
available,
you have? Again,
unfortunately.
this is my question. If it is a Sunday, if it is a day that day off, and you have a customer has an issue that needs a remote intervene, you got nobody. Again, it's crucial. It's important for me because I do work 24/7. So I need to understand if the service that I am supposedly upgrading and isn't the speed I want, and whatever the cost that they give me is, I said, no problem, just get me going. I'm not committing to somebody who is going to leave me in the middle of a working day for me and not give me any support. It is really important.
Yes, sir. I completely understand your concern. Absolutely.
And I was just starting. So if it is the case, it really, really, I just need to find a different solution. That's all I'm looking for. I was happy with the previous one. I just thought I'm upgrading. It doesn't look like an upgrade so far. It looks like my previous company seems to be was working. Yes, it's half the speed that you provided, but it's reliable. It works 24/7. I can get somebody 24/7 to answer my questions.
Let me see.
Doubling the speed with the garbage customer support means nothing to me.
Well, sir, let me see if there's anything that I can locate here. I did happen to find, and one other thing that I might be able to try for you, if the modem isn't online, I don't know that I'm going to be able to see anything, but I can check. Let's see here. No. And you said, and of course, I'm not misspelling your first name, am I? K-H-A-T-T-A-R, Qatar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So with you being a newly established customer, then unfortunately I'm not seeing the ability to diagnose or be able to see your network. We do have the ability to see the customer's network, and then we could remotely reboot the customer's router or check on the health or the status of that.
So when the people set this up, I mean, weren't they supposed before they leave to make sure all these steps are done?
As far as I'm aware, before the technicians leave your home, you are to have your service working flawlessly before the technicians leave your residence.
Would you please make a note that it didn't work flawlessly? Just
yes,
make
sir,
sure
what
this note is on the account. I do not have a flawless running service.
Yes, sir. That's what I noted on your account, that when the techs left your residence, in fact, that your internet service was not working. In fact, I stated that Mr. El Salame called to report that the techs were out to his home yesterday and did not finish the installation of his internet service. The customer said that the technician's equipment was not working properly and his modem is not providing an IP address, which is causing him to not be able to access or use the internet. Mr. El Salame would like the techs to come back out to his address or as soon as possible to resolve the issue. And if the issue cannot be resolved, he would like to cancel his service with Archtop Fiber. So this is the information that I have sent over. I tried to be as detailed as possible in regards to the information that you provided, as well as also conveying your feelings so that our team can be aware that regarding your frustration, without outright saying, you know, that Mr. El Salame is extremely frustrated, et cetera.
Well, there was one thing you left. One more question. Are they help desks in general to help or not?
The help desk may very well be able to help. If not, then they'll direct it over to the correct department who can help. I wanted to get it over to help desk first because help desk would be, you know, possibly able to diagnose and resolve the issue. But if not, you know, and help desk might be able, they might possibly have representatives available, you know, on Labor Day. I'm not sure. I don't have any scheduling for them. They might be available, whereas our technicians are not going out for any service calls on Labor Day. In fact, like I mentioned, it won't give me any ability to schedule anything for tomorrow because it's a holiday. However, representatives like myself and our team here at this office, we do have workers that will be available to assist
Yes,
customers on
okay, just
tomorrow.
one second because we're going in circles. I understand what you're saying, but representatives like yourself are not helpful. It means nothing. When you say
Well,
I
no.
have somebody to answer the call, but without a solution, we're just having a chat.
Well,
This isn't a service call. This is you're trying to make me feel better. You're reporting the issue, but there's nothing to solve here. If you don't have tools to solve, then this is just a chat.
say for example, if your modem was actually online and we could actually see your network, we'd be able to do some
Again, it's all
network diagnosis.
hypothetical stuff. It says if it was online, it isn't online. If you can't access it,
Okay.
you cannot access it. Again, we're going in circles. Here's the point. Can you get me somebody or not?
Let me see if I can get in touch with one of our technicians and see if I can get any help with this. And I would ask that you please hold. Okay?
I'm here.
All right. Thank you so much. Please hold.